Well, Martin, the championship down to the serious end. It's knockout from here on in, down to the last eight, and two of the games tonight, and two more of them tomorrow. And I suppose we'll start with this evening's game first of all. I suppose this evening's games are maybe two heavyweights against two lightweights. St Michael's taking on Burt and Niamh Connell, your own club, playing Killybegs.
That's right. Two so-called heavyweights, as I say, against two so-called lightweights. But and I suppose the first thing maybe on it is, you know, it's probably difficult for people who want to, you know, on a weekend like this, people want to go and watch the four games, four quarter-finals. It's a perfect weekend for people to get around the grounds and watch everything. I suppose you're down to, you know, I know difficulty with the intermediates on and different reserve championship on. So obviously, you know, you can't see everything, but it's just great for people that can go on a Saturday, go and watch two games, and then go watch two games on a Sunday. So you have Michael's on it at 6 o'clock, and then my own club, Niamh Connell, on at 7:30 in Ardra, and of course the Michael's game in O'Donnell Park, you know. But like that, it is what it is, and you have to get a pick and choose, as I say. But first up, as you say, Michael's against Burt. You know, Burt are, you know, as Ronan McLaughlin says himself, they're playing bonus football. But, you know, they're there on merit. You know, they've gone through their group unbeaten, two ones and a draw, and albeit people can say two Division 2 teams and two Division 3 teams, but you still have to get the results, and they duly obliged, you know. A couple of difficult games, like, they started off, like, at home to Killybegs, got a draw out of it, and then went down to Ranafast and beat Newborough, and deservedly so, and then had a big result at home to Dermon. So they're going to be there, and you know, they're going to give it everything. I mean, they have a couple of good players that'll definitely, you know, give it everything. Paul McHugh, centre back's an excellent player. Kieran Dowds in midfield will hold his own with anybody. And then up front, of course, you know, Sean McHugh and Joe Boyle, they're doing the business, you know. Of course, they're going to be up against it. I mean, St Michael's have been thereabouts for a number of years, you know.
Yeah, St Michael's maybe of the top teams, maybe one of the outsiders from that group, but they have been showing decent form of late, haven't they?
Well, I said, I think, the last time to you, Tom, and I still believe it, that St Michael's are very much coming into this the latter stages under the radar, you know. I mean, they've gone through their group unbeaten, obviously. They won their three games. You know, there's very little word of them. And St Michael's, as we know, are always a team that's there, thereabouts, but never just could get over the line. You know, beaten by St Junans, you know, getting the semi-final a year or two ago, beaten by St Junans. Last year, of course, they were in the group of death, didn't get out of it. And they're coming back this year, and you have Colm Anthony flying, scored four goals the last day against Mallon in a so-called tricky tie, you know. You know, Daniel McLaughlin's flying again, Martin McElhenney going well in the middle of the field. And, you know, even though you have the likes of Anton McFadden, Peter Wetherill, Stephen Doak, you know, them three fellas, like, to come out of any team, you know, those three fellas are in New York and you know, not part of the setup at all. So for them to be going as well as they're going, even without big players like that, and even Martin Bresson is not there either. He's out, I believe, out in Europe somewhere. But, you know, to them to be going as well as they are, like, they're a credit, you know. But I wouldn't be very, you know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Michael's, you know, obviously, you know, this evening playing Burt, they're going to be strong favourites. Burt will put it up, depends on, you know, how defensive will Burt go, will they try and hold them. But, you know, St Michael's, you know, are very, very quick on the break. You know, Burt will, I think, maybe up to half time or slightly after half time, maybe hold their own. But, you know, even St Michael's at the minute, they're bagging goals for fun. They can call them Anthony's definitely in form, but, you know, I can see a wee bit despair in the end, you know, to be honest. And then Burt's, as I say, campaign could come to an end this evening, Tom.
Are St Michael's maybe, you know, given the fact that maybe the pressure might be off them a little compared to maybe other seasons where people were looking upon them as challengers, they could be the dark horse?
I suppose in a way too, you know, for a year or two there, Declan was down with them and you know...
Declan Bonner, yeah.
Aye, Declan Bonner was down with them too, you know, and he was brought in at maybe quite the final stage and the like of that. And, you know, and it's difficult. it's probably difficult for a team then, because you know you have a big name, you know, Lambton, like to kind of to bolster things as such, you know, and like the spotlight's on you straight away, and that's why I think now like they're in a great position. You know, everything's very quiet. Michael Kelly be happy with the way things are going. They're doing about their business quietly. They're playing Burt this evening. Expect them to get over that, and you're sitting in the semi final. And St. Michael's, you know, realistically, if they get to a semi final, they'll not mind, you know, who they meet, because you know they're a big, strong, physical team who can run with the ball, and like it'll be very, you know, similar to playing. You know, they're used to playing the likes of your New Connells and St. Eunan's and teams like that. And there'll be very little in it. If they get to the semi-final, they'll be very happy.
But they're going to get through this evening.
Absolutely, Tom. I can't see anything but a St. Michael's victory. You know, for Burt, as Ronan says, he's playing bonus football. But, you know, like you have, they're a credit and fairness, Burt, you know, the intermediate champions last year, and deservedly so, you know.
Yeah.
Now, listen, they're not going to lie down. I just don't think they have enough players. They don't have enough, maybe, quality, you know, driving forward, you know, to hurt St. Michael's, Tom.
And the second game, as you mentioned earlier, of course, is Niamh Connell versus Killy Beggs. That game is in our draw. No Leo McLoon, I think we can take it.
I think it's fair to say, Tom, that Leo, you know, he's committed to Donegal and New York this weekend, no more than Oren McNeilis, you know. I mean, you know, there's word that Leo is, you know, obviously was still about up until today anyway, but I can't see him staying any longer. You know, I would imagine he'd be flying out today, to be honest, you know. But I mean, yeah. I think Leo would be quite confident if you know, if Niamh Connell get through, that he'll be on a return flight then for the next game, Tom, you know.
And St. Connell or Niamh Connell are going, you know, are fancied for this evening's game.
Well, Niamh Connell are fancied, but like no more than Ronan McLaughlin and Bertley, you know, Pink Parry Conan and them in Killy Beggs are in bonus football as such too. I mean, you know, they were again, you know, they had their backs to the wall too in the group stage. I mean, they played Termin at home, and it was as such. Termin were the kind of, I suppose, a fancied team on the basis of, you know, results in the last couple of years' championship and that, you know. But Killy Beggs more than deserved their victory, and then finished off the campaign with a victory at home to New Vory, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like Owen Band's back, going well, Hugh McFadden's flying, and of course Christopher Moran's back, and Daniel Bresson, like, so they've got a lot of quality players there, you know, and they're absolutely have nothing to lose, you know, depending, and then will they go complete defensive maybe and try and put it into a real dogged kind of a game, and if that's the case, you know, they'll be quite happy. I'm sure they would have, you know, maybe taken hope out of what Four Masters did a couple of weeks ago down in Niamh Connell, went down and just made it a real dogfight and you know, got on top of Niamh Connell and would have deserved to beat Niamh Connell and such. So Killy Beggs will be looking to that, and they'll take hope. You know, look at, they'll battle, you know, I can't see them living with Niamh Connell if Niamh Connell, as they say, you know, bring their A game. Now,
but isn't that a thing about Niamh Connell? There's a little bit of inconsistency there this year.
There is. You know, in fairness, like, you know, there is a wee bit of Jekyll and Hyde, probably on the basis of, I mean, like, going back a couple of games ago in the league, and Niamh Connell went down to Dunloe and were defeated in the league. And it was only after that, I mean, if you looked at the table, it didn't look too healthy. But then they went on 7-1s in a row in the league. And you know, they're absolutely flying. And, you know, that came to an end then against Kilcare in the league. But as far as championship goes, you know, definitely not impressive at home to Four Masters. Went down to St. Eunan's then and played very well in the first half. But, you know, the second half then just didn't have the same drive about them, you know.
Your half-back line in particular, Anthony Thompson, Eunan Doherty and the other young Doherty, isn't it, as well?
Alton Doherty. Yeah.
They seem to be the launching pad for a lot of the attack.
Absolutely. Well, Anthony is back to himself, Tom, at the minute, playing very, very well at centre-half-back, you know. And as far as Eunan, you know, Eunan has always been, in the last number of years, Eunan has been the driving force, you know, up and down that line, and he's got a serious engine in him, you know. I mean, he's vital to Niamh Connell, and he hopes Niamh Connell have a one in the championship, you know. Now, young Alton has come in and this year and has made made a spot for himself there, and nobody has taken it off him, you know, and totally deserved. I mean, he's a good trainer, same as Eunan, a great engine in him, and never gives up, you know, so totally deserved. So they are the launching pad, you're 100% right, you know. Now, as far as then, you know, the likes of the middle of the field, Kieran Thompson, I know, and Ethan will be looking to more than hold their own at the weekend, you know. Sometimes, you know, against Four Masters, you know, like, we're under pressure at midfield. So Kieran and Ethan will definitely be looking to stand up this evening, Tom, you know.
Yeah, Kieran Thompson and Hugh McFadden, probably the clash of that evening.
It will be, and Hugh McFadden, you know, in fairness, is going very well for Kelly Begg, so that will be a big battle, you know. But, you know, I'm sure Kieran will be hoping plenty around him. If he holds his own with Hugh McFadden, he'll have enough quality players around him to, you know, to get the victory.
Yeah. Anyway.
Of course, then Seamus Corcoran, he'll be an absentee due to the red card against St Unions.
Yeah.
So he's going to be a big loss to them too.
And the brick a lot relying on him up front.
A lot relying on Brick, you know, and I suppose the likes of Brendy, you know, Ben McDyer is going very well all year. And maybe at times, you know, and you've gone a wee bit over-reliant on Brendy, because, you know, he's the man, you know, that they seem to look for, and he's the man that can drive them on as such. But, you know, young Owen's there, young Owen McGettigan as well. And you know, you need other men, young Jack McKelvey. And, you know, and I think them fellas are well seasoned now. And I think they're at the right stage of the season to be stepping up, as I say. And I think it has to start this evening. But I'm sure Martin Regan, if he gets a victory this evening, and if it's only by the minimum, he'll not mind, as long as he's down to the last four. And obviously then it's just anything happens.
I know what your heart says. Does your head agree with it?
Well, I suppose it has to, Tom. It probably has to. You know, you're just thinking you've gone with too much quality around the field, so that even if there's two or three players on an off day, as I say, that there's still enough quality players to step up to get the victory.
Mm. Moving on tomorrow, McCool Park, a doubleheader, and pretty attractive one, it has to be said. Kilcar and Bundoran and St Junans and Gweedore. St Junans and Gweedore, obviously, the match of the round. We'll talk about that in a minute. Kilcar, yep. The form team in the county, leading the league, probably have one hand on the Democrat Cup.
Yeah, they certainly have, Tom, and, you know, favourites, big favourites for the championships too, you know, which really, in a way, can be maybe a wee bit of a burden, you know, when you're favourite to win something, you know. I mean, there's definitely hurt in Kilcar after last year, you know. I mean, they were probably in such good form going into that final. Nobody could see anything but a Kilcar victory, you know. And, you know, that'll stand to them as such, you know, driving them on this year. It has to, because you have everybody back flying and hungry and looking for the Dr. Maguire again. Michael Higgerty's back the last couple of weeks. He's playing in around the zone 40, like, against Glen Swilly the last day, you know, and in good shape too. Michael always looks after himself. He's as fit as a fiddle as such, you know. And of course, Steve McBurty's back and Andy McLean's back, you know, so Stephen's vital to any team as well, you know.
Yeah, so a lot of quality. Jamie Brennan lost his appeal against a suspension on Thursday night. A big blow to Bundoran.
Well, for Francie Martin now, it's a difficult game for him, but he's nothing to lose either, you know, just go at it and see how you go. I mean, you're still there, you know, he still has a chance. It's 15 against 15, and, you know, you go at it, and as a matter of how do you set up and how do you stall Kilcar, which is kind of a difficult thing to do. But, you know, I think Jamie Brennan is the main man for them. I mean, I watched him up even a couple of weeks ago, you know, when you've gone and were up and up in Bundoran, and look, he's nearly good for a goal or two every game. Like, you know, he's strong. He's kind of, you know, he's powerful. He can, you know, he's really strong. He's really fast, can pass players. And like, if he gets turned, there's no stopping him, you know.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, of course, apart from Jimmy, is that Shane McGowan is at work. Yeah, you know, he's away in Estonia now. But I'd be very surprised if he wasn't flown home. You know, I'd be very surprised if he's not in McCool Park tomorrow, because especially if Jamie Brennan, you know, is out, which he obviously is, you know.
Yeah, they need everybody.
They need everybody. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. I mean, they've lost Matthew Ward, the cornerback, to an injury last week, you know, too. So he's a loss to them. Now, the big Kieran McGuy fella in midfield will howl his own, and Gary Clancy up front, and young McInniff, you know. Like, you know, they're a handful, but, you know, they're a handful when they have everybody. And I think just the loss of Jamie is a huge blow to them, you know. Yeah. And I think Bundoran would have went at it hammer and tongs, but I think even mentally now without Jamie, you know, they'll not be fancying this, Tom.
Anyway, on to the big one. I suppose it's the one that got everybody whooping and hawing when the draw was made. St. Johann's versus Gweedore, a Gweedore side that has turned the corner in recent weeks, one would have to say.
Turned the corner, absolutely. You know, when there's always going to be a big tie in the quarterfinals, you know, and I suppose in a way St. Johann's have kind of drawn the short straw probably 2 years in a row. Met Niamh Connell last year, went out to the quarterfinal stage, but there's a real hunger about St. Johann's this year. You know, I think in the two boys, Barry Meehan and Eddie Brennan, and definitely have them right, you know. Now, I suppose, in a way, this is probably a strange game in a way that, like, St. Johann's every year, for a number of years, are you getting used to playing, you know, your Kilcares and your St. Michael's and your Niamh Connell. So, in a way, I think it's probably a wee bit of a difficult one for them playing Gweedore, because really you don't know what Gweedore's going to turn up. You know, because the way Gweedore are, I mean, they're kind of no more than you've gone where they're a wee bit Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, they've gone, in fairness, and they went up in the first game up to Kilcare and were thereabouts, you know, in the championship game and beaten by a couple of points, you know, and more than acquitted well for themselves, you know. Now, they went on a run then, and I know in the league they were missing a lot of players and that, but they've all just seemed to have got everybody back just at the right time for that victory over Glenswally, you know. And in fairness to them, it has kick-started them. I mean, they played Ardra, and I know, I suppose, it's difficult, you know, for Ardra to go down and try and lift themselves at very little play for as such, but, you know, the game was over within 5 or 10 minutes nearly, you know. Mm-hmm. So they just blew Ardra away. So it's a case of really, where are you with Gweedore? You know, if the real Gweedore, or the Gweedore that on paper that we know how strong they are, if they turn up on the day and play like the way that you know, people know, definitely the people in Gweedore know how they can play, you know, I think we'll be in for a hell of a game. Mm. I suppose, too, the thing is, a novel thing in a way, too, is that these teams haven't met since that famous championship final in 2006.
Yeah.
So that's the last championship meeting they had.
Stephen Cassidy, famous goal, yeah.
That's right, it won the day for Gweedore, as I say. So, you know, yeah. I think even with the young fellas, Gweedore and that, them young fellas coming up underage, so up minors and 21, you know, your Niall Freel and Nish and Dara O'Beal and boys like that, I mean, they've always kind of more than held their own with the likes of St. Johann's in that grade. And I think that stands to you then come senior when you're coming to a big game like this. And them boys have experience too. Yeah. And the other thing is, of course, Oran McNeillis factor, you know. He is, of course, a huge loss, but, you know, I think Gweedore has started this year knowing that Oran wasn't going to be there as such, you know.
Yeah.
So I can't see it a loss to what the kind of outfit that they have, and the team on paper is as strong as, you know, they believe it'll be as strong to beat St. Johann's. So, I mean, I don't even think that will be a factor for them, that Oran's not there, you know.
There is a body opinion that Gweedore's pace, and especially the pace in those young clubbers like Darrow Boyle and Niall Freel and James Carroll is back and has added great pace and great scoring power to the team. And then they have the good mix of the McGees and Michael Carroll, you know, a bit of power as well. So they're a team that's got everything. But there's a body of opinion out there that their pace could really trouble St. Johann's.
Well, they definitely have, you know. Now, the I suppose Nisha is still kind of injured, and now I think he might be thereabouts now. They're not sure if he's going to be fit for the weekend or not. Nisha Wales is a big loss, you know, because he's a real terrier, you know. He puts in huge work in defence, and then once he turns and goes the other way, I mean, he scored a goal up in our pitch there, and you've gone there a couple of weeks ago, and it's as good a goal as you'll ever see at club level. You know, he went past about five players and finished it off superbly, you know. So the likes of him, if he's not playing, is a big blow to them, you know.
Yeah.
But as you say, they have quality all over the pitch. I think Kieran Gillespie at number 6-2, you know, he's a real presence about him, holds the position well, and yet when he's going forward, he's hard to stop, you know.
And who are the men you see as the potential match winners for St. Johann's?
Well, Cian Mulligan.
For
St. Johann's. Well, St. Johann's, you know, look at St. Johann's played Niamh Connell there in the last group stage, and you know, I suppose St. Junan's didn't really start what their full fetish 15. You know, they brought in quality players like which really killed off Niamh Connell in the second half, and Niall O'Donnell came in, and young Miller came in, Rory Carr came in, and like them fellas all hurt Niamh Connell. And you know, if anything, I thought maybe they looked even physically too strong for Niamh Connell in the second half. You know, which, you know, on the physical side of it, St. Junan's will match it with any team. There's no doubt about that. But Keelan Ward, you know, coming from half back is absolutely flying for St. Junan's. Rory Kavanagh is going as good as he ever was. And, you know, obviously the two Morrisons, I mean, they are very strong. I mean, Niall O'Donnell even came in, scored 4 points against Niamh Connell in the second half. And I think he's a real main player for St. Junan's and around the 40. Like, and if you give him room, he'll hurt you all day, you know. But it's going to be a real battle. Tom, it's going to be a real battle. But I think it's a matter of, you know, definitely which Gidor team will turn up. And I think you'll nearly know after 15 minutes, you know, are Gidor up for this or not? I mean, when you consider Gidor last year, you know, they bowed out so easy last year. They haven't actually been in the quarter-final stage for 5 years. You know, in their last quarter-final, they played Ardrah, and Ardrah, I remember, beat them in O'Donnell Park. They beat them 10-5 a couple of years ago. And they haven't even reached the quarter-final stage since. So definitely it's a case of, you know, now's the time for them to have the players. It's a matter of can the players produce it on tomorrow evening, Tom.
And that's the $6 million question. What do you reckon?
Well, my thinking on it is that I can see it close. I can see it close throughout, but I just think St. Junan's experience, you know, like they're in quarterfinals and semifinals and finals, you know, for the last number, I just think the experience, you know, will edge it for them, but by the minimum, you know, there'll be very little in it. That's what I believe, anyway. Now, I know Gidor's belief, you know, that they will be quite happy going in. They have all these young players coming in all at the one time, and like they don't fear anybody. And I know, even thinking back to their own club in Niamh Connell in 2005, you had these minors just all of a sudden, you know, 17, 18-year-olds, and you won a senior championship. And like, so Gidor, you know, you don't have to wait until they're 20, 21, 22. It's there for them. You know, if the hunger's good enough and they give it everything, you know, they'll not be far away. But I just honestly think St. Junan's will just edge it, Tom.